Some of the miniatures he copied still exist, and they make fascinating contrast with Rembrandt's versions. This is a painting of the emperors Akbar and Jahangir. Rembrandt keeps the profile but ditches the formalism for humane naturalism. The rulers become characters. Father and son look each other in the eye as Jahangir hands Akbar a book. A Mughal portrait of Jahangir's son, Shah Jahan, on horseback is still and poised. But Rembrandt adds movement and action. What Rembrandt's sketches show is that the tide of artistic inspiration also flowed from east to west. In the end, Rembrandt was a stay-at-home cultural traveller. But what might he have made of the real thing? Of the marbled perfection of Agra. Each building, a dialogue between curve and straight line. A civilization as painterly in its architecture as in its art. Another extraordinary dome. A marble monument to love. 20 years in the making. The tribute of the Emperor Shah Jahan for his dead wife, Mumtaz Mahal. Grief and yearning translated into architectural poetry. While European art was fizzing with experiment, the Mughals perfected royal elegies crafted in stone. This building, the Itimad ud-Dawla, is the first of their marble mausoleums, built a decade before the Taj Mahal. Some claim it's the most perfect building in India, and I think they may be right. It too was a work of devotion, but this time designed by a cultivated woman